Hello, I'm Janelle McKinnon, and welcome to the Wired for Success podcast. Are you stuck, lacking motivation and a will to get up and win? If you have stumbled onto this life-changing podcast, you will learn how to succeed in every area of life. Welcome to another marvelous Monday, as we always say over here. I hope you know that this hand clap is for you. This hand clap is a motivation for you to rise up, knowing who you are, face your week head on, for you to be productive in this new week, for you to be motivated and just face the week with much enthusiasm, much joy. Face the week revived and refreshed and hoping that you got some rest over the weekend. And if not, I just want to encourage you that the Lord is able to revive you. He's able to sustain you. My God is able to strengthen you. When I think about, before I get into the topic today, when I think about the world and the state that it is in, and how much things are not even gonna get better for the world, it's actually gonna get worse as we come to the end of this age. And for those of us who believe in the return of Christ, we are definitely in anticipation of that. But we also know that we have work to do. We're not just sitting down twiddling our thumbs waiting for the rapture, those of us who believe in the rapture, or whether you think, okay, we'll go through the tribulation and then that's two very different beliefs, and I'm not here to debate that, because for me it's not a hell and death situation. And wherever things aren't hell, if it's not a hell and heaven situation, sorry, I don't really get all into it like that. But I want to encourage us that we need to be in our position, hold our positions. If you're already in position, hold your position. Continue to pray, continue to trust God, and don't give up. I know that one of the things the enemy is definitely using in this time is discouragement and disappointment, even as a member of the body of Christ, even as a believer. I guess if I chat with many of you, if I am able to inbox you, there's some type of discouragement you're feeling, some type of maybe loneliness, there's a struggle somewhere. So much, even the child of God is being bombarded, because the enemy knows that, one, his time is short. His time is very short. I mean, the way these days are going, your eyes have got to be all the way closed not to realize that the days have so much sped up. It is moving by quickly with the fastness. Things are happening so fast. Our heads are spinning. But we want our heads to spin in another way. We want our heads to spin with the latter rain and the former rain together. We want our heads to spin with the revival that will hit the land, even this land that we live in here in Guyana. We want the revival to hit the world. Every nation, every tongue, every creed will come to know. They will know who Jesus is. They will know that name that is the name given among men whereby we must be saved. That is where we're at as believers. That while we go to our secular jobs, while we have things to do, while we have books to write and books to sell, all these things, our one aim still remains. It still remains being a witness for God, being a witness for Christ. Mind you, I didn't say a preacher. I didn't say an evangelist. I didn't say a prophet or a prophetess. I need you to hear me. I said a witness. And that's because each and every one of us can simply speak a word or live our lives in such a way that will cause others to be in amazement, that will cause them to say, I want to serve the Lord that you serve. There's something different about you. I want to be a part of the kingdom. And that is what matters at the end of the day. At the end of the day, we want to stand before the Lord knowing that we have done all to stand. I know I haven't done all to stand. That's why I haven't exited this world as yet. And I'm trusting God that with whatever time I have remaining, like I said on my birthday, I want to do this time that remains justice. I want to, and maybe it wouldn't look like the norm. It wouldn't look like what everyone else is doing. But so help me God, I'm going to do my part. And I'm trusting that each and every one of you hearing my voice will commit to doing your part. If you're a teacher in a school, do your part. If you're a nurse on the hospital, do your part. There's so many opportunities to witness. You're a manager in the corporate world. Do your part. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. The Bible says if we are ashamed of Christ, he will say to us on that day, depart, because he never knew us. Oh, those are some terrible words to hear. I want to continue on with the area of communication, and I want to talk about two aspects of communication here. I love this area of communication. Can you tell? I love it. I love it. You learn so much. This is a very deep topic, and I'm just barely scraping the surface. I'm not even scraping. I'm scratching the surface with my presentations on here. I want to talk about passive communication and aggressive communication. Passive communication fails to express your own needs. This is a very true thing. Many times in situations, some people fail to express. You find this happening a lot of times in maybe romantic relationships, husband and wife, or someone who's dating. Sometimes, especially, I could speak for women. Sometimes as women, we tend to think, man, the guy should really know us. He should really understand, and we want him to read our minds. I think every woman wants her man to read her minds. But the harsh reality of it is that men don't read minds. Let that stick with us. They don't. And so as women, we have to become sensitive to that and understand it, and by all means, voice what it is that we need. Let them know very clearly, even though sometimes you can say in so many ways and yet still they're not understanding, or maybe in another situation on your job, you know, on a job we have so many dynamics happening back to back and sometimes all at the same time, and we may fail to express ourselves. Let's say there is some conflict at the workplace, or there's something new that is about to be implemented. Let's say they try out this new implementation, and in the trial, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit the system, and it's not that you're harsh up against change, but definitely the model that they're trying to impose now, or sorry, the model that they're trying to implement does not go with the current system. And so many things about that needs to be examined and needs to be constructively critiqued so that the best can come up out of that. So when we are on the job and these things are happening, we have to give voice to it. Okay, well, this doesn't work or that works. We need to speak up. Learn to speak up. Avoid conflict. For some time now, you find, yes, there are definitely persons who don't like conflict, especially the type of conflict that is very aggressive and negative. I get that. The type of conflict that breeds drama. But I've known for a very long time now that there is good conflict and there is conflict that is bad. That's drama, right? Because when you read the Word of God, you learn that Jesus was confrontational. He did not shy away from what was happening in the current state of affairs, of events in the land he dwelled in. He spoke up. I mean, come on. He told the Pharisees and the scribes what was up. He told them about how religious they were, how empty they were. You know, he really confronted them. And I feel a lot of times we kind of shy away from that because, you know, the truth can be harsh. That is the truth. I'm telling you, it can be harsh. And we often try to sugarcoat things. I have once been in that way. You know, you don't wanna hurt somebody, you don't wanna hurt their feelings, but you really do grow and mature. And you learn how to say things like we said last week Friday, and we look for the right place and we carry the right tone. That's why I'm saying it's important. Whether you're in a family, whether you're in an organization, wherever you find yourself, make it a study to learn to be a better communicator. It will bless your life. People will understand you better and you will understand people better too. So don't be someone who avoids conflict. Sit in that place. You may be uncomfortable, but allow things to carry. Allow things to play out. Do not run from things and do not be dismissive to the people who may be confronting you with something. I know about that because, you know, we've all been dismissive at some point. And some days you're not trying to hear something. So the easiest thing to do is just to dismiss it and move on. But that's not it. If you're really going to build something, if you're going to build a community, and if you're going to be a leader that really gives space and builds greatness in others, because that's what I believe a true leader does. It's not just about people following you, which in they're going to follow you very easily because you're good at what you do and how you progress and everything, you know. You're a good leader. But at the same time, you want to be building up the leader in everyone, every follower. Because even if they're not a leader in the organization, even if they're never going to lead a group or anything, there's some form of leadership that they're occupying, whether in their home, single mothers, you're a leader to your child, your parent. So much leadership is happening before us. So let's not avoid conflict. And let's not see conflict as this rowdy thing. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be a rowdy thing. It doesn't have to be a disrespectful thing. Conflict occurs most times when we do not agree. And even when, let's say, we don't agree, that's one. And it can also happen when we don't understand each other. We don't understand each other and we may refuse to understand each other. So there's a conflict. There's a breach. There's a breach. There isn't the gap. There's a gap and it's not bridged. And that is where conflict happens. So in every conflict, we want to be able to sit and work things out. And there's no way that we can be good at conflict if we are not good at communication. If you are not a good communicator, you cannot be good at conflict resolution. Conflict is also healthy. It brings to light different things. We need that. We need that healthy conflict occurring and less of the negative kind. Seeking approval. A passive communicator will always seek up. You know, there's some people's like, it's like they can't think for themselves, and there's not me gunning at anyone. But everything, you're always seeking approval. You get a new hairstyle, you're asking the world, you think it look good? Does it look good? I want to take it out. You're so double-minded. It's like you don't know what's good for you. I rarely, and this is not no one up on me, I don't ask people how things look, because I know the image that I want to present and I go with that. That's just me. Nothing is wrong. Let me just pull back, reverse, bring that in. Nothing is wrong with asking someone how something looks. I get that, right? But it shouldn't be constant, as if you don't know what you see when you look in the mirror. Some people, okay, some people are not, you know, suave with their taste. I get that, and you may need to build up confidence. But I am a firm believer that everyone has a style. Maybe they haven't discovered their style as yet. And when you discover your style, you will have confidence. And then soon enough, you wouldn't really have to ask anybody anything. Because I believe beyond fashion, everyone has a style. And I'm like a classic girly. I like all the classic styles, right? That's just me. And even in relationships, sometimes persons, they always have to have someone reaffirming them and building them up. And any relationship that is one-sided, it rarely lasts. I'm telling you. It rarely lasts. Low self-esteem, that causes passive communication. Talked a little about lacking confidence. Confidence is big. I saw someone the other day said Godfidence, and I like that. Because God gives me the confidence, you know. So many times we want to shrink back. We want to hide ourselves away. You know, so many things happen to us that can shake our confidence. And I think it happens to everyone at some point. Or you may be very confident in one area of your life, but lacking confidence in another area of your life. And that is also a very real thing. I believe confidence builds with time as you mature and as you come into a greater level of understanding. You gain a greater level of confidence. It's like showing up for a job. If you're fresh off the bat the first day, you don't really have all the confidence, because you don't have all the makings that you need to do to be the best on this job just yet. But as you progress and as you stay there and as you garner experience under your belt, you're confident. If you're in a workplace, when you look at those who are very confident, and not just confident, but the results of what they're doing matches. I'm not talking about people who are full of air and are faking and pretending, because they do exist, and they can be very loud in the workplace, very loud in organizations. They can be loud. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about true confidence that builds. Confidence is built. You better believe it. It is built. And another one is speaks quietly. Yes, a lot of persons that are maybe a passive communicator are very shy, and they're very quiet and these things, right? And they lack eye contact. So yeah, anybody that can't look me in the eye, I'm looking at you sideways. I'm looking at you sideways. There's some good attributes though, to being passive. So when you hear that word, don't just rule it out as a bad word. You know, people may see you, because I present myself as a quiet person. If you don't know me, you, some people may even feel like maybe I'm shy or whatever. So to some people, they may say, oh, Janelle is passive, but they really, I guess they don't know the depths of me. So they're just judging off of one version or one aspect that they do know. And that's okay, because we're gonna meet people and they're gonna encounter a version of us, and or they're gonna have an opinion that matches that. And you may just listen, you allow people to think what they want to think. When people get to know you, they really get to see that there are many sides, and I believe there are many sides to me. I can show up in various ways, and it may even be at a surprise to some people. Aggressive communication disregards the rights of others. No, yes. Most times, aggressive communicators are abusive. Because if you're going to disregard the rights of others, that's already putting you in, like, you're this person who's manipulative. And you're not checking, you're not concerned about others. Uses, you see that? Look at that. Uses intimidation tactics. You better get this done or else, right? They're going to shame you. They're going to expose you to this, and they're going to try to do that and make you paint a bad picture of you in the public. Talk to people about you, say you're this and that, and seek to derail your character. We have communicators like that. There are some people, they love to run and be the victim. Always the victim. Everybody is the villain in their story. Nobody does them right. After two morning, nobody does them right, right? Always the victim. My gosh. Will hurt others to reach goals. They are people who will step over you. They will slit your throat for their goals. They don't really care about you. It's not that deep for them. They're gonna step over you. They're gonna hinder you. They're gonna seek to undermine you. I'm trying to remember, there was a story. I think it's a true story. This girl was working on something at her job, and every time she got a good idea, the supervisor stole the idea and presented it as her own. Those things happen, people undermining you. Maybe she said to the girl, oh, this wouldn't work, and then she pulled that same idea, put her name on it, switched up a few things, like people do a lot in this world today, and ran with it. They speak loudly. Sometimes you have to tell some people, quiet down. Remember we spoke about tone and the location? I know that when things are heated, we all of us can be guilty of our voices, the volume going up. I know I have done that. It happens very naturally. Your pitch goes up, your volume goes up when the communication becomes aggressive. But you want to be careful of those things. You don't want to be speaking loudly. And you don't want to be somebody who use personal attacks. You don't want to be personal attacking people. You don't want to do stuff like that. Like you're on a job and then you and your boss getting it out, and then maybe you came into work some day and maybe you just trusted her for those 2 minutes and said, man, I had some issues with my kids, and then something happened on the workplace. Now another boss said, yes, that's why you gotta get problem in your home, that's why your children don't hear you, that's why they're acting up and they're acting out. Those things have happened to people, you know, because a job is, being on a job is like living in a home. You're there for more than 8 hours, spending so much time with people. Things are gonna come out, people are gonna learn about you, and sometimes it's gonna leak out some personal things. And then we learn when people bring things up back and they throw it in your face. we see that their intentions with us was never pure. Exhibits excessive confidence. Some people are overly confident, and that is what I was referring to just now when we were talking about the passive person who lack confidence. So some people are overly confident, like they just fat in their head, the ego on 110. It's a real thing. Oh, I'm good at that. Oh, there's not nothing. And then when you check the results, zero for some, right? But some people are just puffed up in themselves. Lacks concern for others. An aggressive communicator does not, they're not interested. They're not concerned. They don't love someone. And that's why you need a balance. So the aim is not to be a passive communicator, and the aim is not to be an aggressive communicator. The aim is to be a balanced communicator. That is it. You don't want to be passive. You don't want to be aggressive. You want to be in the middle. So you can match. You can not match. You can flow into, and you can recognize when, okay, I'm going to take it down a notch and be a little passive over here with this. And then I'm going to take it up a little because I need to do this. So you want to strike a balance between the two. You don't want to be this nor that. You want to be different. And the thing is, a good communicator is not passive, is not aggressive. A good communicator is just that, a good one. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast today. I trust that you would have learned something, as I always want to encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, share it with a friend, a coworker. You know, I don't know, I'm getting issues with YouTube. I don't know what's going on over there, but you can also listen to me on Apple and Spotify. God bless you for listening. And if something would have blessed your heart in any way, you can drop a comment. Let me know that you are listening. God bless you and have a wonderful week.